RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
MP of the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Make sure you check us out there. Make sure you check out AWOD. He's noon to 3 every day on this very station. By the way, the Odyssey app is free at the App Store and at Google Play. The Commanders released their schedule, and there's a lot to get to here. First impressions, a few things I'm looking for. You're looking for games that have been made unwinnable, and you're looking for games that have become winnable. You're looking for rest disparities, which creates both of those things that we were just talking about. You're looking for games that are big games. You're looking for the path to win the division, and then you're looking for, you know, the home games and when they are and how favorable that's going to be for the fans. And so let's dive straight into this. It's the New York Giants, week one, at home, 1 o'clock game, which is one of 2 1 o'clock games that they are playing at home, not counting the Christmas game, which is kind of just its own thing. That will kick at one, but that's a different beast. 2 1 o'clock games this year in Landover, Maryland. What a world. I thought we'd see it eventually. I believed in this Josh Harris group. I thought it would take 5 years. I thought it would take a while. It took 1 year. 1 year of Jaden Daniels, second year overall of ownership. Incredible. And they are now just TV darlings. They're on all over the place all the time. 2 1 o'clock home games. They start the season. That's interesting to me because that's when it's still hot outside. It's interesting. You know, early in September is actually when you'd rather play the night games. Then late in the season, we got the night games, and those are cold game times when you go later at night, later in the season. But you got Giants, Packers, Raiders, Falcons out of the gate. I'm certainly not blazing any new ground here to say that's a good start. You do have to play the tough teams. Like, they don't disappear from the schedule. But that's a really good start. Because early in the season, it's strength on strength. We know largely what the rosters are going to look like opening day, opening week, opening month. And you have attrition, you have trades, you have pickups, you have all that. Things change as the season goes on. The injuries change. But out of the gate, start the season, you've got some really, really favorable matchups here. Giants in the opener, of course. Week 3, bringing Vegas to town. That's a game they should definitely win. And then you're in Atlanta. That'd be an interesting one, right? Rematch of a very, very competitive, very good game from last year. And the possibility, I think, to maybe go to 3-1 in that one. It's the NFL. It's pointless to do game by game win and loss. But I think you can look at the schedule in chunks and say, here's where they should be at each different poll here. I think Green Bay is a tough one. You're going to Green Bay, short week, long travel, right after your first game. Packers are very good on paper this year. I think the Packers feel they've got what it takes to be playoff competitive and Super Bowl competitive. And this is a big year for Jordan Love to take that step forward. He had his playoff win against the Cowboys. And, you know, ever since then, you say, okay, how are you going to back that up? How are you going to take the next step? Because they do have a solid organization, making sure he's got the space around him that he needs. But it's going to be a ton of fun. Lambeau Thursday night right out of the gate. The quick turnaround, the quick week, the upside of that is you get the preseason time, the training camp time to prepare for that game. You don't have to show everything in week one. You can save some stuff, you know, and you're not practicing new concepts that week. You're refreshing stuff that you had post-training camp before the season began. So that's you know, that's as good as you can hope for right there. It's a road game on a Thursday night, but it's a second game. You know, I hate having to go to the short week so quickly and disrupt things, but then you get the long rest for Vegas. You should be fairly fresh going into what's a favorable schedule for the Commanders out of the gate. Starting with the Giants, yeah, tough one in Green Bay. You're hosting the Raiders, and then you're at the Falcons. I really like the way this schedule starts. Gives them a chance to gain momentum. When I talk about you're looking at where and when the games are, these guys are in prime time in the second half of the season. I think it's very interesting that the Kansas City Chiefs are in prime time the first half of the season. That tells me schedule makers don't actually have a ton of faith in the Chiefs this year, that they think this may be a step back for them because they're using them up early while they still got the juice. Well, they're, oh, you got to watch the Chiefs. I think that says that they think the Chiefs are going to take a step backwards potentially this year. They believe in the Commanders. You got Commanders primetime games later in the season. Obviously, one injury can change everything. Number five is the reason they were good last year. You got to keep number five healthy. You've invested in that. And we'll learn a lot about that in week one. That New York pass rush, very talented, against a rebuilt Commanders offensive line that's going to have two new pieces, some shifting around. It will be an exciting week one to see, you know, Abdul Carter, does he play? You know, what's his injury situation? Obviously, there were a lot of rumors about him before the draft. For the Commanders, obviously, you know, will Josh Connerly be a game one starter to match up against that really, really good defensive line? I mean, that's an exciting week one matchup there to see, okay, if they can handle that, if Jayden Daniels can handle that, he's going to be good this season, and he's going to be in a good space. So we'll keep an eye on that for sure. Games that become tougher than they need to be, right? And one of those is the Christmas game against the Cowboys. Cowboys on a short week could be significant down the stretch. Big picture NFC East. Eagles twice in the final 3 weeks. What that means is you just got to keep them within two games, and you can reel them in, and those games matter. If you're two games back of the Eagles with those three to play, you beat them twice. It doesn't matter what happens in the other games. You can get the Eagles and get that one seed. And we're seeing a ton of that, and I will get to that in the next segment. Is the hype balloon filling up too much? But I think everybody looks at this schedule and sees that same thing, right? It's not, you know, you don't have to catch the Eagles right out of the gate. You don't have to, oh, you know, we got to, you know, the Eagles game's early. If you lose that, you're in the hole. You got to one up on them. You can just keep them close. You could have 10 wins going into those two, and you can get them because if both teams tie and you have the tiebreaker, you can win those in the final weeks in some high stakes games. Final game of the season at Philly. Could be something on the line there. I'm not ruling out that we hear from the Cowboys or that we hear from the Giants, and one of them has a surprise season. What we know in the NFC East is that it's unpredictable. New team wins every year. Eagles looking to buck that trend. I think the Giants high-pressure year, right? Russell Wilson redemption year. The Cowboys still have a good roster. They fought to the finish last year. You got a lot of interesting things going on there. Other games that become difficult, the Seattle game, which right now is a Sunday nighter, and could be flexed back, worth noting there. That's not a given that that stays in primetime. We'll see. Yeah, I think that probably depends on how the Seahawks are doing, too. But you've got Mike McDonald, Dan Quinn, two guys from that same coaching search cycle. But you're at Kansas City right before that. So that's obviously the Monday night game in Kansas City. You got the short week. You're coming back. You're beat up. That makes the Seattle game tougher than it needs to be. Hosting Detroit will just be a ton of fun. The Spain game, I do feel those international games are random. It's like Thursday night football. I always say these are random. That game in Spain against Miami, I think they're better than the Dolphins. I always want to play against teams you're underdogs against in the randomness games as opposed to those. But on the whole, not a lot of games where you say, oh, they're put at a very severe disadvantage here. I don't see that throughout the schedule. I think that's a good thing. Now, the other team, there are four times this season where these guys are coming in off rest, and four times this season where the other team is coming in off a bye week. That's a lot. Teams off bye week do better statistically than those who don't. So that's something I've got a very close eye on here. The Bears, the Seahawks, the Broncos, and the Giants. So again, that Seahawks game is one that, right, if you're running down the list, you say, yeah, they're going to win that game. I don't take that for granted because of the rest disparity. These are, rest disparity is a very strong indicator of who's going to win and who's going to lose in the NFL on a week-to-week basis. So there's a lot to like here. There's a lot to be cautious about. I do think the hype balloon's getting a little full. We got a break, but we'll talk about that on the other side. We're off and running. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 on the mic. Now.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Thanks for hanging with us. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide, on the free Odyssey app. Asking the question, which I think we'll be asking all Commanders offseason, is there a little too much hype around this team? And I understand why. You look at the schedule, right, and you look at the NFC East. A new team wins the NFC East every year. Eagles won last year. Eagles are known to self-implode. Commanders play the Eagles twice in the final three games. So as long as it's close, they could reel them in. They don't have to be first place the whole year. They can claim it on that last lap there in those final games, which includes the Christmas game against Dallas as well, which they'll probably need to win. A Giants game. You got Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. If you can handle your business in New York, if you can handle your business against the Cowboys, you just need to reel in the Eagles. You could do some damage here. Come into the playoffs hot. More importantly, come into the playoffs with a home game, which is obviously an aspiration for this team. Now, something that was making the rounds over the weekend. I guess somebody at NFL Network asked AI to do Super Bowl predictions. They picked that the Commanders were going to get the one seed in the bye. I'm hearing a lot of that. Our guy JP Finley and JP and Mitch were on. Not JP and B Mitch, JP and Mitch Tischler were on Monumental, breaking it down. They both see double-digit wins, big season. I think everybody's seeing big things here. I'm wondering if we're a little too excited about the Commanders this season. And not that they're not good. This offense is very, very good, and that's where the optimism is coming from. There's a lot of luck that goes into winning an NFL season. And they used a lot of it last year. We've talked about that before. The crazy finishes, the wild games. There were a ton of wild finishes last year for this team where they just skimmed by and got the win, right? Even that Chicago game, Monday Night Football against the Chicago Bears. The Bears were winning that game until the Hail Mary. Not the whole time, obviously. But at the time of the Hail Mary, the reason Jaden Daniels was throwing a Hail Mary is that the Bears were winning the game. Falcons, week four. I'll remind you, that game went to overtime, and I believe that that was because Raheem Morris was bad at calling timeouts. I think if Atlanta had had a better coach, they would have won that game in regulation. I hear you, ifs, buts, all that. New York Giants here last year. Now, that's early in Jaden Daniels, so I'm hesitant to fully draw the connecting line here because that's just week two of Jaden Daniels. But if the Giants had brought a kicker, that game would at least be in overtime. That would be a very different situation. So you got three right there where you say, okay, these guys were the better team last year, won those games, and have improved this offseason, but everybody improves in the NFL. Giants got to improve too. They had a nice draft. Falcons got to improve as well. Michael Penix, obviously full offseason as the guy. That's a game changer for him. He's going to be better this year. There's a lot, you know, Chicago, Ben Johnson. I mean, that was a good hire for them. It was a disaster there last year. Ben Johnson was a great hire for the Chicago Bears. And so when I say, are the Commanders overhyped coming into this year? I'm not saying, oh, you know, like, they're not going to be good. I think they'll be good. I think last year you had a couple key moments that changed our perception of what this team was that very easily could have gone the other way. Certainly the playoff wins, very big deal. The end of the season, when these guys get the 6 seed instead of the 7 seed, if that doesn't happen, if they're the 7 seed, they probably, you never know, but they probably lose to Philly in the first round of the playoffs. If they lose to Philly in the first round of the playoffs, I think we're singing a very different tune. I think we're optimistic. I think the future's super bright. I don't think anybody's saying, could this team win the Super Bowl this year, right? You're a team that improbably went from the depths of Ron Rivera, where all of his first round draft picks were total duds, from the depths of wasting 4 years doing nothing to all of a sudden one guy, Jaden Daniels, lifting you back into NFL relevancy. And that's a phenomenal story. And that's an exciting story. And I think we'd all be full of optimism and hope and emotion and all that. And I'd be picking double-digit wins. I probably would still with these guys. I don't think anybody'd be talking Super Bowl, though. I don't think anybody'd be like, you know, oh, they're going to be the one seed this year. It's a big leap. And last year at this time, you would have said, Adam Peters has a multi-year rebuilding job ahead of him. That is accelerated because of the quarterback. But the truth remains, Adam Peters has a multi-year rebuilding job ahead of him. He just didn't have enough draft picks this year to fix all the holes he needed to fix. There aren't enough trades he can make, free agents he can find, to fill the holes he needs to fill, right? So that's a big thing here, is how does Adam Peters, figure out how to manage expectations on a roster that I don't believe is Super Bowl ready on defense, but is going to have high level expectations in primetime games. And that's a question for the fans as well. When the first time they lose a game they're supposed to win, whether it's the Giants, the Raiders, whether it's the Bears, whoever it is, the first time they lose a game they're supposed to win, things are going to, the narrative's going to change very quickly. It's easier to be the hunter than the hunted. Now, all of which is to say, I'm still bullish on this team long term. I still love Jaden Daniels. I think he's the man. It could be the Patrick Mahomes story, right? Every year, I come on this microphone and I say, this is the year the Chiefs take a step backwards. Every year, this is not the year the Chiefs take a step backwards, because number 15 keeps him in the games, because he rallies him, because he finds a way to win in those close games. Maybe that's Jaden. Maybe when I say their luck's going to run out, maybe their luck isn't going to run out, because maybe it isn't luck. Maybe it's Jaden Daniels. That's very possible as well. But I think when I hear 12 wins, one seed, those say, okay, everybody take a deep breath here. This is a good football team. There's a lot of good football teams. It's the NFL. There's a lot of good football teams out there. And it's a tougher schedule, too. That AFC West schedule, I love leading with the Raiders because that's the winnable one. The Chargers, they're going to be underdogs in that game. The Chiefs, they're going to be underdogs in that game. Honestly, the real achievement here is that they're only going to be 3.5-point underdogs right now in Kansas City, which is insane. That's wild to me, that this team would be in a place where they get that much respect going up against the Chiefs. I think that's really cool. Denver's coming to play this year. The Bo Nix hype is real. I'm not buying it at all, but I've been wrong before, and I recognize a lot of very smart football people are putting their eggs in that Denver basket. Minnesota's always a tough out as well in the North. It's a significantly tougher schedule because of the divisions they play. And I think when you're looking at predicting wins and losses, I think it's far more likely they're at 10 wins at the end of the year than they're at 12. And I also think if we have a 10-win season, a wild card playoff team, and continue Jaden Daniels' growth and great moments, I just don't want to be on the other end of that and people are unhappy about it. I don't want to be on the other end of that and people are like, disappointment of a season. We'll see what they can do in year three. I want to make sure if they get to 10 wins with this schedule, if they continue building the roster with this schedule, that it's seen as what it is, which is this is a team that has announced it can hang with anybody in the NFL. And then a little playoff luck, it'll take you anywhere you need to go. Right? I love that Jaden Daniels got to play in an NFC title game because he knows what it is to play in an NFC title game now. And that is invaluable experience. You get to the playoffs. Lions could not handle being the favorites in the playoffs. And we'll see what Washington does with it this year. They're going to have the mark on themselves. I think Jaden Daniels is built for it. I think Cliff Kingsbury is good for it. I think Dan Quinn's good for it. I really do. I think there's too much hype on this team, but I think this is a quality football team that could win 10 or 11 games and have a good season. I just don't want to see the balloon inflated higher than that over the summer before we even start the car and start the season. My thoughts on that. We got plenty more to get to. Glad you joined us. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM, counting you down to AWOD Radio at noon. Back after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. AWOD Radio comes up noon to 3. Grant and Danny will drive you home. Flying Squirrels Baseball lives here all summer, but not tonight. It's Monday. They take the night off. Doing some NFL schedule talk, doing some around the world of sports, all the things you expect from us on a Monday. I went into the Commanders schedule in hour number one, so grab the rewind button if you did not get a chance to hear that. But there are other teams that play other games as well. I want to talk about the AFC West for a second, because you've got the Brazil opener, which is the Chargers and the Chiefs. And my thought on that is always, you're going to play a weird game. You want to be the underdog in that game. What I don't know is who is the underdog in that game. Because obviously it's the Chargers on paper. But I'd be very curious if by the end of the season, the conventional wisdom swings on that. I think the Chargers have a chance to grab a little market share this year. The Chargers specifically open with that Brazil game against the Chiefs. That's a 50-50. They could win that game. Brazil games, like all international and different time games, are weird games. They've got the Raiders in Vegas. They can beat the Raiders in Vegas. They've got the Broncos at home. I believe they can beat the Broncos at home. That's probably a pretty telling early game, just in terms of where everybody stands here. And then you've got at the Giants. So that's your first four for the Chargers. Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos, Giants. Not inconceivable they could go 4-0 out of that. You know where I'm going with this. Week 5, they host the Washington Commanders. It doesn't make them any better or any worse, but a team coming home 4-0 is a different team, a little more mojo than a team at 2-2 that you're hosting midway through the season. So I'm curious how that will go for the Chargers, who, by the way, after Washington, and they'll be favored in that game against Washington, on the Vegas line at least, not in the MP line, but in the Vegas line, they'll be favored in that game. After that, they've got Miami, Indianapolis. They could win both of those as well. Minnesota is a tricky one, of course. It's the short week. It's the Thursday. Then Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, and the Raiders again. I think the Chargers have a sneaky great schedule this year, is where I'm going with this. So you're right. You're looking at the schedule. Who's the team? Like, don't want to be them. And we'll get to that. But you're also looking at the team. Who do you want to be? And, man, I think you want to be the Chargers. I think it sets up favorably for them to make some noise this year. They might be my sneaky pick to win the AFC West. Denver's got a great schedule, too, as well. They've got Giants and Jets on back-to-back weeks. You love seeing that. But they've got tougher stretches, too. They've got, they don't have that easy running that the Chargers have. Too many teams. You get them mixed up around here. Number one on the list of schedules I don't want to be, by the way, is the New York Giants. Washington, Dallas, both on the road, come home for Chiefs Chargers. 0-4, not unthinkable out of that stretch. They're not going to be favorites here in week one. I don't think they're going to be favorites in Dallas in week two. Russell Wilson's going to need some magic. And that pass rush is going to need to be delivering to lift them out of that. That is and then you go Chiefs Chargers, two teams that will absolutely be favored to beat you in your home openers. Your first 2 weeks at home. I don't want to be the New York Giants this year. That's a brutal schedule. That's got coaching change written all over it. Would not surprise me if that's where it lands at the end. Cowboys are always interesting, because the Cowboys always play in various amounts of prime time, and they do again this year. The Cowboys open in Philly, bad game to start with, obviously. You don't want to be anywhere on banner-raising night. So that's the Eagles banner-raising night. By the way, that'll be a week after what will absolutely be my favorite college football game of the early season. Texas going to Ohio State for the opener. Arch Manning's starter debut, Ryan Day unfurling the banner after winning the title, after nearly getting fired for losing to Michigan. All the storylines, 100% of the storylines. Can't get enough of that college football game. I'm fired up for that one already. That's going to be a ton of fun. Ryan Day might be the first coach ever to get booed on banner raising night. I'm just saying, It could happen. Those people are crazy. I don't know if you saw that the other day. The Ohio legislature is actually looking to ban Ohio State from playing noon games, which Fox is making them do, because the big noon is 11 a.m. out there. So the Texas-Ohio State game is going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff, which is kind of a disgrace to the best game of the year and banner-raising night. The Ohio State people are mad. They're trying to get the state legislature to intervene. I love college football. College football, still very much the best in terms of passion. You can't beat that stuff. That's so good. Cowboys, by the way, they're in Philly for banner raising night. Then they host the Giants. They're at Chicago. That will be an interesting early season game. Cowboys at Bears. I think we will learn a lot about both teams in that game, as we learned about the Cowboys early last year from their losses. I think the Bears are in a similar spot. New coach, optimism, Caleb Williams. What are they going to do with it? Is the question I think you have to ask here. That's an opportunity for them. Beat the Cowboys at home. Everybody's watching. You know, plant your flag. All right, we're legit this year. But if you don't win that game, is it a tail slide? Because the Bears open with Minnesota and Detroit. You've got a melee up there in the NFC North. They're going to need to get one of the two of those to put a little distance on everybody else. Another team I'm watching this year that opens soft is the Cincinnati Bengals. Open against Cleveland. And then they host Jacksonville. So you're 2-0 out of the gate if they handle things right. The Bengals need that after the rough start last year. You remember, they lost to the Patriots last year, and we're like, oh man, which team do we need to reevaluate here? And the answer was kind of neither of them. It was just a really flukish NFL football result. The Patriots, who were bad the whole rest of the year, pretty much, and the Bengals, who played well, had a good offense. Super flukish result. Bengals are going to have to start stronger, and they get the opportunity to do that in Cleveland, home against Jacksonville, and then road games against the Vikings and Broncos will be tricky ones for them. As we look at the big games across the NFL schedule, I do appreciate we're front-loaded with some very good Thursday night games. Sometimes start of the season, Thursday night, that's the dregs of Thursday night. Obviously, you got Commanders-Packers in the first one. That'll have a little bit of hype on it. And then you've got Dolphins-Bills, which you want to play that early. You know, for the Dolphins, that's a great draw going to Buffalo in September. But that's a team that, you know, the Dolphins are always chasing, still waiting for that playoff win. You know, I think Buffalo is going to be rolling this year. So it's an opportunity for Miami to trip them up. I think the Bills, when the dust settles, are going to be the one seed out of the AFC. I think they're built for it. I think they're motivated for it. I think they understand what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. I would go so far as to say if they can't do it this year, it may not be doable for them. It may not be a thing that the Bills can achieve if they can't get it this year with the AFC West beating each other up. With a favorable schedule, going to the NFC, play in the NFC South, against AFC North, which would be tough, but they're better than those teams. I think it shakes out that the Bills are going to be my pick for the one seed in the playoffs this year. And then from there, you got to take care of business. Two games to the Super Bowl, and they'll have the opportunity to do it. Other Thursday nights, you got 49ers Rams in week 5. That always delivers, of course. Kyle Shanahan, who's backed up the Brinks truck. We'll see if that works out for Brock Purdy. And then Sean McVay still riding with his guy, Matthew Stafford. With the Rams, two guys who know each other well. Of course, we're on the coaching staffs here. We'll get into Brock Purdy in the next segment. Eagles-Giants in week 6. That's the first one you say, okay, it's good to be the Giants in that one. Because, again, Thursday games are a little crazy. You never know what's going to happen. But Eagles should be significantly better than the Giants. That's one of those games where if that goes the other way, you're on alert for Eagles disaster train, slow motion horror movie. We've seen it before. We've definitely seen the wheels fall off for the Eagles before. No doubt about that. We'll see if they can keep it on this year in their title defense run. Because they should be. They didn't lose any major parts. On my scorecard, they're still the toast of the NFC East here. I don't see any team on paper in the division and maybe in the conference that's better than them. They just exclusively have good drafts with Howie Roseman. I think it's fair to install them as the favorites to be the one seed in the NFC. I'm not overlooking the Rams. I think the Rams have that potential as well. They've got a good favorable schedule. They've got that, they've got that, you know, we didn't hang around much last year, but it was a bad division, so we ended up with a decent schedule. But they should be able to handle the other teams in their division. It's schedule time. I'm excited, I guess is what I'm trying to say. If you're bored, that's all right. I won't talk about the NFL schedule forever. But we gotta sneak in some schedule talk from time to time. Because there's, you know, especially now that the late season has unraveled so much, now that they're committed to playing full games on Christmas week, on Saturdays around Christmas, on Sundays around Christmas. It is, the schedule release is a real thing because these things do impact winning and losing. For the Commanders, I mentioned it, four teams coming off byes, that will be difficult. The Christmas thing, that will be a real thing that they have to navigate. So we break it all down, we disassemble it into pieces, we assemble it back up. But we'll talk about other stuff in the world of sports as well as we roll on after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are worldwide on the free Odyssey app, counting you down to A1 Radio. He's noon to 3 every day here on The Fan and worldwide on the Odyssey app and in D.C. as well. On Saturdays, the man keeps busy, I guess, is what we're saying here. Brock Purdy cashes in over the weekend. Haven't had a chance to chat with you since Brock Purdy cashed in. Big deal for him. He is now, in terms of annual value of contract, he is now the seventh highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. He is actually tied with Jared Goff with a $53 million annual value on his contract. He's got a ton of guaranteed money. He's got the big deal. And now the Niners, I believe, are about to enter a world of hurt. None of this is about Brock Purdy, who I think is in the Kirk Cousins school of pretty good quarterbacking. I think he's in the Trevor Lawrence school of got some wheels, can make some plays. All those guys are good quarterbacks. We're talking about absurd amounts of money, though, in a salary cap league. And I always want to be clear on that. We were talking about, you know, tickets in the previous segment. Let's talk about, you know, salary cap league. I don't care how much money baseball teams spend on players. Ryan, if you're the Mets, if you're Steve Cohen, you want to give Juan Soto all that money, go wild. I will always be critical of the Nationals not spending more on players because it's not my money. It doesn't matter. There's no salary cap. In a salary cap league, you have to be smart about how you spend the money. And now we're getting in people's pockets because now it matters how much you spend on individual players. Now it matters how much you spend on some of these guys. And when the Niners won the Super Bowl with Steve Young was the highest paid quarterback in football, had the highest share of salary cap of any player in football. And the Niners were criticized for that. By the way, there are people who will tell you Steve Young was not a great quarterback. He was a system quarterback, which I don't feel like I can knowledgeably weigh in on. I feel like we appropriately slot Steve. I think some people yell that Steve Young's overrated. I think we appropriately slot him below Joe Montana, who is better. And, you know, right there in that mix of really good quarterbacks who won Super Bowls and led teams, I think he gets his due, and I don't think he's overhyped. But when he won the Super Bowl, Steve Young was 13% of the San Francisco 49ers salary cap. And people are like, that's unsustainable. You can't give 13% of your salary cap to a guy. This new deal, Brock Purdy is going to be almost 25% of the San Francisco 49ers salary cap. Almost double what Steve Young was percentage-wise, right? So don't compare dollars. They're misleading. Percentage-wise, he is going to be 25%, almost 25% of the Niners salary cap. And they'll use the tricks to move that down the road. But when you give a quarter of your money to one guy, he has to be amazing. He has to be electric. He has to lift your team and win games. And you look at the highest paid quarterbacks, Dak Prescott's number one. He doesn't do that. He's in the very good school of quarterbacking as well. But he doesn't lift your team, you know, when it's time for a big moment. Number two and number three, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Those guys do that. Those are good investments. If you're the Bengals, you got to figure this thing out and make it work around him, because you got to give Joe Burrow whatever he wants, because he deserves it, and he's earned it. And there are so few of those guys on the planet, which is why everybody else is spending stupid amounts of money on non-production. Because yeah, Trevor Lawrence, he's number four, annual $55 million a year. He's not lifting the Jaguars. He's not providing those special moments. They're caught in purgatory. He's very good. Trevor Lawrence is in the Brock Purdy school of very good quarterbacking. When you pay that much money, when you pay a quarter of your salary cap, you need more than that. You need a guy who transcends the game and picks everybody up and puts them on his back. That's Josh Allen. That's Joe Burrow. They can do those things. Jordan Love at number five, which is interesting to me, because I think the jury's very much still out on him. We've seen some things. He's got another year here to prove himself, another couple of years. We think he's good. We're still waiting on that. Tua Tagovailoa, bad contract, obviously, in Miami. Everybody sees that. Jared Goff, overpaid in Detroit. Of the school of very good quarterbacking, for sure. Also, completely melted down in front of a home crowd, sporting the one seed against the Commanders last year, right? You can't do that and be 25% of your team's money. It doesn't make him not a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. It means that when the game's on the line, you don't trust that guy, nor should you. Justin Herbert, I'm curious. I'm telling you, I'm riding the Chargers this year. That's a team I'm riding this year. And then Lamar Jackson, worth every penny. Lamar Jackson's worth every penny they pay him, $52 million a year. He single-handedly wins football games, and we've seen it happen. Those are the guys you invest in. Mahomes right below them at $50 million a year. I'm sure he'll get a reworked contract soon. He does once these prices keep going up. Those are the guys you pay. And if he keeps going on the trajectory we think he will, Jayden Daniels will earn that contract. Jayden Daniels is a guy you want to put $50 million a year behind. Because what did he do last year? When the game was on the line, he won the game. Kirk Cousins doesn't do that. Trevor Lawrence doesn't do that. Brock Purdy is not going to do that. When everything's working right, Brock Purdy will make that machine hum and do a very good job of it. You can find that for cheaper. Look at what the Vikings are doing, right? The Vikings with Sam Darnold last year, now J.J. McCarthy this year. You've got a great coach. You've got a great system. Don't overspend on a quarterback. The Niners have made that mistake over and over again in the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch era. I'd be curious. Obviously, Adam Peters is never going to talk about that, but I'd be curious Adam Peters' thoughts on that, because he was around when they made that trade for Trey Lance. Didn't pan out. And I've talked with Kyle Shanahan about that. And he said, you know, look, we thought we were ready to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, we knew we'd never get a chance at a top three draft pick again. We needed to take a swing. It didn't work out, but they don't regret taking the swing because they thought the thought process was sound. I get that. And they gave up the picks, and the picks ended up being late round picks, which is what you hope for when you do a trade. Now with Brock Purdy, you wonder, like, they're so close, they've been so close, if they're scared to start over. And if you're scared to start over, you can make bad decisions. Ask the Jaguars about that. Ask Trevor Lawrence about that. When you're scared, you commit to mediocrity. Jerry Jones last year, paying the money to CeeDee Lamb and to Dak Prescott. When you're scared of losing it, You make bad decisions with the money. I'll be curious to watch the Packers at the end of this year. They're so committed to making Jordan Love work. If it does, they're geniuses. If it doesn't, they could be hanging on a little too long. Detroit, are they going to hang on to Jared Goff for too long? What's that going to do to their team, to their system? It's the toughest position in sports for a reason. And then you got Caleb Williams making noise about wanting to get out of Chicago or wanting to not be in Chicago pre-draft. We'll see how that works out with Ben Johnson this year. That will be a fascinating subplot to this year's NFL season as well. We're enjoying this Monday program. Got a little bit of it left. We'll spend it with y'all on the other side. You're listening to 910.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Man, at 105, we learned a lot today. Shout out to Liberty Softball. I didn't get to them today. Liberty Softball pulled off what some are calling the biggest upset in college softball history, defeating number one Texas A&M in a regional play action off to the Super Regional. Just shows what you can accomplish with hard work, togetherness, and a whole lot of NIL money, thanks to online classes that you offer. Liberty Softball. I say this, though. I ain't gonna dog Liberty. Anytime you beat an SEC school, you were probably out-resourced. That's one of the few times where Liberty goes up against a team. You're like, that team's more expensive than Liberty's team. I get the sense the SEC team was probably more expensive. They were the number one seed overall. Down goes A&M. Liberty to the Super Regional. Is it the greatest upset in college softball history? I am wildly unqualified to make that declaration, so I will not. But just know that it could be. People are talking. People are saying it was a very big deal. So you need to know about it going about your day. Lots of scheduled talk today. Wanted to get to that after missing last Thursday and Friday. We're back in the pilot's chair all week long here. Looking forward to that. In terms of the Commanders, and maybe we'll open up the phones on this tomorrow. When I say, is there too much hype on this season, I'm not saying don't enjoy the season. I'm saying don't expect them to win 13 games. That's the take. That's the whole take. This is a demonstrably tougher schedule. And I know, right, I hear I hear what you're saying. Schedule, you know, it always changes. Things always change. Yes, things always change. It is demonstrably tougher to play the AFC West than it is to play the AFC South. Full stop, period. That's all there is to it. Or, you know, last year on the NFC, these guys had a better draw than they have this year, going up against some tough football teams in the NFC North. The Eagles have to play that schedule, the Cowboys have to play that schedule, and the Giants have to play that schedule. And look, this is a team, I stand by this, I went deep on this, grab the Odyssey app, grab the podcast, I went deep on this. This is a team that pulled a lot of rabbits out of a lot of hats last year. And there's a guy who does that every game of every year, and his name's Patrick Mahomes. Maybe we've got Patrick Mahomes, or maybe we've got a team where the brakes are going to balance themselves out a little bit. You got Atlanta early in the year. That Atlanta game was an overtime win at home. Now you're taking it on the road. Don't assume that's a win, especially with Michael Penix getting the whole offseason. I liked him coming out of college. I think he's pro-ready. Chicago Bears, Hail Mary win. Don't assume that's going to be a win. Ben Johnson's coming for these guys. That'll be an emotionally charged game in a lot of ways. I'm saying don't put games in the win bucket that don't belong in the win bucket that are actually, closer to 60-40. All that said, you just got to be within two of the Eagles down the stretch. Two of the last three against the Eagles, I love that. Because if you're two games back, you can reel them in. All you have to do, if the Eagles are at 11 wins, you just have to be at 9. And you can reel those guys on in. And I like that. I think that's one of the cooler parts of the Commanders' schedule this year. But yeah, we'll dive in. You guys worked up about that. I get that. We'll dive into that. I'm not saying they won't be good. I'm saying you see Super Bowl. I see a team that walked a very, very fine line to get to the NFC title game. And these things are not guaranteed every year. Although, I hope they are. I hope number five's that kid. I hope he does it again. I think that would be I think that'd be a fun thing to write about, to talk about, to hang out with you guys on these Mondays when we have Victory Mondays and Misery Mondays all season long. It'll be here before you know it. Next Monday, Memorial Day, and then we're in the heart of bit season as we fly towards training camp in August. Max Verstappen, Formula One. I wanted to mention that too. Two things I ran down the piece of paper we can get to. Liberty, softball, big upset win over A&M. Good for them. Some people are saying biggest win in college softball history. Some people are saying that. Max Verstappen, Formula One win. If you didn't see the clip on that, this is as good as the horse race. The horse race where the journalism, the horse just zoom, like shoved the other two horses aside and like, I'm going to go win the race. Max Verstappen did that on the very first lap of the Formula One race. He's in second place. They go into the turn and he's like starts driving faster than everybody else. I don't know why everybody else didn't think of doing that, but he thought of doing that. It looks pretty cool. It's a good replay, I guess is what I'm saying. Max Verstappen, Formula One champ. He's in a battle with the McLaren drivers for first place. We have an exciting Formula One season. That does not, you know how the Brits roll. They believe in the long regular season and in dominance. You don't get an exciting season every year. They've got an exciting season this year in their neck of the woods there in Formula One. Toronto Maple Leafs are out. They remain sympathetic characters for now. They're the Boston Red Sox. They're lovable losers. They keep losing. In the event they ever win, they go right back to being hateable immediately. There's no pause. There's no hesitation. We go straight from, those lovable losers. I can't believe those jerks. I forgot why I hated them. Maple Leafs lose 6-1 after getting run off the ice in game 5 at home against Florida as well. That is tough if you're a Toronto ticket holder buying a pair of playoff tickets to watch your team get 12 goals scored on them over the span of a couple of very important nights there, especially holding the home field advantage. Feel better about the Caps. I do feel good about the Caps loss. I really do. NBA action as well. We've got the Final Four set, and somebody's going to host the Larry O'Brien hoist the Larry, we're going to hoist. Somebody's going to hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy for the first time in 50 years slash ever. We got three teams that have never won the title. Pacers, Thunder, Timberwolves, all have never won. Knicks, of course, it's been since 1973. It's been a hot minute in New York. One thing I need to remind everybody, the ratings do not impact your life, because there will be, oh, ratings are down, Thunder and the Timberwolves, nobody wanted to watch that. Steph's not there, LeBron's not there, a tough matchup for the NBA. Again, the ratings do not impact your life. If you enjoy watching basketball, watch basketball. Watch it, enjoy it, have fun. It's going to be great. Millions of people are going to watch it with you. Your life does not hinge on the million viewers who only watch when LeBron or Steph is playing. Immaterial to you and your day and your life. Just doesn't matter at all. Seriously. If you like basketball, tune in. Enjoy the games. That's for you. This is about the time where I start tuning in. I know A1's been tuned in for a while. He'll give us the rundown. He'll let us know what's been going on there. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see these young stars. The Ant-Man, Gilgeous Alexander. I'm excited to watch these guys compete against each other on a big stage. Stars are going to be made here. And those guys will be ratings drivers. And then we'll get to complain about them not being in semifinals and finals in a few years. It's the circle of television ratings life, and it moves us all through despair and hope. We've got a great show for you tomorrow. We'll get in touch with Trey Wilson, do Tuesdays with Trey. Brutal finish for the Squirrels yesterday, who lose in the ninth inning. On top of, you know, waves arms wildly, this whole season for the Richmond Flying Squirrels, who have really been struggling. They're 12-27. They've had some good things happen. They've had a lot more bad things happen. They start a road trip in Binghamton against the Rumble Ponies tomorrow night, 6:07 p.m. You'll hear that right here on The Fan. Yeah, can't get to the second half of this season quickly enough for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. One other thing I'm going to mention tomorrow, ACC win total over-unders have come out. Virginia Tech, 6.5 wins, UVA, 6 wins on the over-under. Reminder, Commanders at 9.5. We'll rank those three. I'll tell you what my best plays would be for the upcoming season with what we know right now. Right now, it is time to send you off to AWOD Radio. He is standing by at Capitol Ale House. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Adam's on from noon to 3. Grant and Danny will drive you home 3 to 6. Will somebody do the breathalyzer during their show? Remains to be seen. That's why you got to listen. That's you never know what's going to happen next here on The Fan. Thank you for joining us. Back tomorrow, MP on the mic signing off. You're listening to the home of the Richmond Flying Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.